everyone, and welcome to my show, You're In the Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour doing psychic readings for the call-in audience. We have toll-free numbers in Canada and America, USA, Canada, toll-free. Get your pencil ready. I got a great guest coming up. I'll introduce her in a second. We'll have an interesting show today. Toll-free USA. Toll-free USA. Get your pen and paper ready. I'm sorry. Here we go. Toll-free USA. 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada. 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. I'm here every Sunday and Thursday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do have an occasional guest, and today I have a very special guest and friend and fellow radio show, radio talk show host, Allison Bauman. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
Okay. I got a little tongue twisted there, but I'm doing fine. I'm excited having you on my show, Allison.
Well, I'm very excited to be on your show, Michael. I have to say that I've listened to it on several occasions, and I'm always very impressed by your readings, and I'm also impressed by not only your readings, but the great care in which you give them. So it's just an honor to be hanging out with you, frankly.
Thank you. And being a part of watching our friendship grow and being a part of BBS.
Sure.
And this journey, it's exciting. Thank you for the comment. I have caught your show several times, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
And I have an interest in numerology. I think it's very important. I think it's a part of, if you were to get a reading, I'd like to see numerology and astrology on each end of the reading. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. You know, when I look at what you do, which I think is amazing, and I really feel that, you know, you connect to people's energy through your intuition, however you hear it, see it, feel it, but yep. You're connecting to their energy. I connect through the numbers, and it's amazing how they both have a tendency to give the same information, and I always find that amazing whenever I work with psychics and mediums. I really find it amazing.
And it's true. Numbers have power. You can see, I as an empath, intuitive, medium, I can feel the energy from numbers, and I'm given numbers in my...
Yeah, I've heard you do that.
Yeah, in my imagery. And then if you think about how numbers control our lives, like the clock, the calendar, birthdays, death day.
You'd be amazed.
If you really sit and think about it, it's an amazing connection to the universe and numbers. Now... When you, as a numerologist, when you do a reading,
right?
What do you base the reading on? The birthday only, or?
Well, when I do a numerology reading, like for a client, I base it on the birthday and their name on their birth certificate. When I do a reading on the radio, we don't have that long. It takes about an hour to work through that information.
Right.
So normally, for call-ins on the radio, I'll just do a reading based solely from the date of birth, which gives some information about the person, but it also can give some interesting information that's directly related to the energy that they're working with at this time in their life.
Okay.
And so, you know, I give as much as I can from the date of birth.
Right, and it's according to how much time you get with the client.
Sure, sure.
And or right down to a quickie on radio now.
A quickie on radio, yeah.
How would you do as a numerologist, what would you do as a quickie on a radio? Their name or?
Well, I just take their date of birth. You know, you really don't want people giving out their name, yeah, full name on their birth certificate on the radio. So we do it from the date of birth, and there's a great deal of information there.
True. True.
There's a lot to be said. I mean, it's certainly is insightful, very insightful.
Okay, good. And I see that you got a wide range of abilities and talent, Reiki and...
Well, I'm a seeker, so to speak. I think the reason why I studied numerology because I was fascinated by it. I discovered it really as a child, but that's not where it stops. I mean, numerology kind of leads you down the path of many, many things.
Right.
So I study a lot.
Right. It's like me. I'm basically centered on the psychic thing, but then it goes into mediumship.
Sure.
And then I do the cards and the crystal
sure.
ball and a few other pendulum and
sure.
so it branches out and that this is what your Reiki and the other things that you're into. Numerology is your
passion,
name.
I would say.
Yeah, your name, your preferred tool or ability or talent.
Well,
you combine it with intuitive and
yes.
psychic abilities also.
Yeah. Right. Well, I really think that when you start doing numerology, certainly your psychic and your intuitive abilities get ramped up. And I'm always, I really feel that one of the things that my abilities help me to do is to do a much more insightful reading, more profound. I really feel as though I can connect to a person's energy. It helps me to deliver the actual reading in words that they most need to hear.
Right.
And also the healing, I do feel that the way in which I do numerology really provides a great deal of emotional healing for people in their lives.
Right.
And certainly, I mean, I see pictures, I hear things. I'm in the middle of reading, and it's like there's something that I have to say to them, and I can't go forward until I go back because I keep hearing it, and I've got to say it. So,
right.
And I'm sure I'm doing a lot of things there, but I use numerology as a tool. So.
Right, right. And you do it well. I love your energy. I can feel your abilities and talent. I was always pulled to you ever since you started with BBS. I think we connected a few times.
Sure. Well, you did a reading for me, you know. I don't know if you recall.
I remember that.
Yeah. And, I was drawn to you as well. I mean, I really do like how grounded you feel. And I like the practicality. And it's just the way that you deliver a reading. It's without ego. And it's pure, and I was drawn the first time I heard your show. I really connected to that. And also, there's kindred spirits out there, you know, someone that you know that does it from the heart, does it to help people, and you can recognize that in another reader. And that was exactly what I felt about you.
True.
Oh, this is just like a, what is this? Oh, you know, we're each other's fan club, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. And people come into your lives, and you learn, and you teach, and
sure.
you experience, and then they go on, or they stay, or they change. And
sure.
And it's part of the excitement of life, those experiences.
Sure, sure.
So you show Visible by the Numbers every, it's Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have a format, you have guests, and you do readings for the callers.
Sure, I do mostly, you know, several numerology shows, just me doing readings. But I also like to bring on to my show some people, you know, that I really feel that they have an important message and they're important light workers, and I like to give them a forum.
Right.
So, I love, you know, I'm sorry, but I love talking to, you know, other spiritually minded people, and so it's a great gig. BBS
too.
Radio is a fantastic.
I love it. This is home. This is home. I don't think anybody can get me away from BBS.
Good.
You know, at one time I wanted this, I wanted that. Now that things have gone down the road, this is home to me.
Wow.
You would have to go through Don to get me.
Well, you do great work. You do great work. I mean, they need you. There's, you know.
I love it here. I love Don and Doug and the way it's done and the way it's set up and the way it looks, the way it feels.
Oh, yeah. It's a force to be reckoned with, for sure.
We got, what, 90, 95 talk shows?
Amazing, yeah. Incredible talent, too.
Yep. Free stations.
Right, and free. Every single, you know, it's free. It's just go there. And, you know, I tell
free,
everyone, you know, you can find somebody. If you're interested in something, you can find someone who's a specialist, someone with a great deal of talent on BBS. Just go down through that list and see who's on.
Really?
It's amazing.
Yeah, anything you're looking for. And they're so open, too. A lot of them just say email me, or if you got a question, or you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the call-ins free, and you can, if you do it right, you could, you spend the whole day there. You could spend every day there listening to
the... Yes, you could. Learning, nothing but, you know, it's amazing. You know, almost every show that I've listened to. I can't say that I've gotten to them all,
no.
But I've tried to get to know each and every host. And
I have too.
I am just sometimes stunned by the beautiful souls and the intelligence, the wisdom on BBS.
Well,
we have a fearless leader, a very, very wise man, doing some really great things for humanity. So.
Right. And he was chosen because I can feel what goes on running it and what's involved in the background.
Wow.
And how does he do it? I used to say it all the time, how does he do it? Because it's a lot of work. How do they do it? You know.
I know.
But it's,
and to have the patience and details. My God, the details.
Yes.
I have a hard time just doing one show a week. I can't imagine trying to organize 90 some odd hosts. And
I know, with 95 different personalities and needs and wants and challenges.
Exactly.
And pain in the butts.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm charming all the time.
There's a few stories with me, but I won't go into it. Don loves me. He knows it. Anyway, let's see. I was just looking over some of your info. There was featured in a book, and you were doing some workshops and some teaching.
Sure.
And that all looks good. I believe all of us are one way or another into it. And I look for that in readers. I see readers as if you're a therapist or you're licensed or certified or you're a practitioner, say an RN, or you got certified in what therapy one way or another. If you're not in that realm, I see it as, like, I see myself as an artist, and I like to look at other readers that are in the same realm, that their artwork, you know, and the way they do it and how they do it, and and it's important to bring that out.
Right.
I tell everybody if you look at readers as artists and they were drawing a tree, it would be a tree, but each picture would be different, you know.
Sure.
And you can learn to appreciate each tree. You know, maybe one tree may be a little more for you because of the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But they would still be trees.
Sure.
You know?
I look at everyone as a tapestry. That's how I kind of see it, as a tapestry, and their energy fills it in with the color and the vibrancy and.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I see it, but yeah.
Right. I'm fascinated by the industry, say, the psychic reader, the industry, and the different categories and departments and what it involves and encompasses. It's massive and it's huge. And
right.
I'm fascinated by it. So,
yeah.
And I want to showcase this. My guests, starting last month, my guests have been other readers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, put a face on it and bring them out and let people hear them and how they get started, what got them into it, and how they deal with it, how they juggle it, you know. And
sure.
So
I think there's a different reader for every person. I think, I just truly honor the very different ways that people read and the information that they get. But I also feel for each individual soul, you know, when they're looking for a reader, there's specific readers for each person. There's you know, there's people, you know, that read differently and do it different ways. But
I see, like, a lot like hairdressing, too. You find somebody who does your hair and you're comfortable and you're happy and the energy is there. You stay with that person.
That's a good analogy, Michael. It is.
Because you have a whole bunch of hairdressers all around that person. You'll still go to that one person.
Right. Well, don't you find that you get a lot of the same... I feel that a lot of people that come to me for readings, they have a lot of the same energy, and I feel quite often the same energy numbers, so to speak, even in their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the people that I generally get when they call. Inevitably, those numbers are in their chart. They're drawn to me for reasons, you know. And you know, it's just the way that I read. I'm sure.
Yeah,
you know, some people need the nurturing, and I think I carry a lot of cosmic mother energy. I think
you do.
Yeah, and I just think that some people just need to be, have their mother come in and tell them how wonderful they are and help to explain their lives. And that's what numerology does in many, many ways. It enlightens you. It teaches you to love yourself, love other people, validates you as a person and your life and events.
Sure.
So it's a wonderful tool.
Sure. And I think that should be a part of any reading, too.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know? Because I just don't want to do the fast food or the prophecy. It gets old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather see maybe some growth or or some lessons and, or attitude adjustments and this type of thing thrown into the reading.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's one of the things that I admire most about numerology is if you study it long and hard enough, you see written into it how to resolve our challenges, what is the proper path to take to overcome something.
Right.
It really gives an extraordinary amount of advice written into these ancient texts and these ancient words. There's a great deal of advice.
True.
So, I like to impart that advice.
Very true, and I think that's the most important part of a reading, you know. Because when I got into this, I didn't want to be a reader.
How did you get started? If you don't mind my asking.
Well, funny that you're asking.
Yeah, it's funny that I'm asking.
Next Sunday, I'm going to have the person that was the very beginning of my journey.
Really?
On the internet, her name is Hildred Robinette. And Ghost Lady 8, they would know her in chat as, and she was a reader. And
mm-hmm.
I was on a journey looking for alternative health and healing methods.
Mm-hmm.
And I bumped into this lady, and she introduced me to the psychic and the psychic readings. I knew what it was, but I was more of a researcher and a practitioner.
Sure.
And I studied since I was a kid and meditated and studied and researched and was basically on a journey just with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found it. So more of it I'll bring out on next week's show.
Oh, I'll have to listen.
Yeah. So, and that's how it started with me.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So how about taking some calls?
Anytime you're ready.
All right. And whoever's listening and calling in, We're going to read together, me and Allison. I'm going to ask you what your birth date is, and I'm going to let Allison hear it, or you give it to Allison. And while I'm reading you, she'll be getting ready to read you when I'm done with you.
Yeah.
All right?
Tag team.
Okay. Don, if you hear me, if there's a call waiting, or...
Yes, I'm there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas?
Yes.
Janine?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing? How do you get through?
I have no idea. I just got lucky the last couple times.
I get emails from people. I've been calling for 3 months. I'm almost done with you. I can't.
Wow.
I can't get through. It's always busy. Are you sure those are real phones? So it's meant to happen, though, Janine.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I always said if you get through, it was meant to happen, it's spirit-led.
Right.
All right.
Cool.
How you doing? Last week there was the job search or a raise or a promotion or something like that.
Yeah, I just found out I am going to get the raise.
Fantastic, good.
I'm assuming it'll be on next paycheck. I don't know that for sure.
Good.
But
good.
I'm thinking it will be. I hope so.
I feel that you will, and it's right on the money, just as we talked about last week. I'm glad you're telling me this because it lifts my spirits. I like to hear that.
It lifts my spirits, too.
That's good. Money, extra money is always good.
Oh, yeah, I can survive now without having to have another roommate or borrowing money or any of that stuff.
Okay. Janine, could you give your birth date, the numbers, to Allison? I almost forgot. I'm sorry, Allison.
That's okay.
12/19/1952.
Got it. Okay. And then, Janine, I'm going to jump into your reading. I'll give you a quickie, and then Allison will go to you and give you a little numerology reading. How's that?
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay. Thank you for not letting me. I almost forgot, Allison.
That's okay.
When I get into this, I get drifty.
That's all right.
And, okay.
When you get into this, you get drifty?
When I start reading somebody, it's a weird feeling. I can't describe it. I kind of like become you in a way, and Michael goes away, so I can forget things.
Oh.
That I'm meant to say or something I got to remember, I'll lose that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Janine, you're in a lucky cycle financially. I'm hearing it's going to continue.
Great.
I think you got some more good news coming. So I'm hearing tell it is more good news. They're pointing to money, so I know it's financially based. And I believe also with this is that like you're right on top of having that in your paycheck. So that would be part of the two, but there's more coming also. Not sure what it is, but I want to go work world again too. Maybe it's going to be overtime or maybe even another raise or bonus down the road, but I feel very solid financially and work-wise, and that I'm in a lucky cycle here. It's going to continue for the rest of the year, so.
Great.
It's
about time.
Yeah, and it comes in handy, right?
Especially
for the holidays. I want to say I want to continue to take care of myself. I don't want to overdo or overspend for some reason. This
mm-hmm.
isn't the time to overdo or overspend, I'm hearing. Continue to enjoy the increase and keep a level head, I want to say. Don't let the holidays, the money, don't get caught up in the stress of making it faster than you, spending it faster than you're making it,
mm-hmm.
or overextending yourself. A little bit of a heads up there, because it could be like, you know, it's feeling better, getting better, and don't let that be a false, you know what I mean? Kind of
mm-hmm.
keep it where it is and enjoy it. Still a stress with a relationship or a friendship, I'm feeling. Still being a little heavy. I believe that might be the man friend that's in and out there, coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a continuance of some of his things, issues, and dealing with that.
Well, you told me last week he was probably going to come back.
Okay, did he?
Well, no, but...
Okay.
You were talking like it'd be like around the end of November.
Okay. I'm still going to stay with that. But I don't want to put... I don't want to let my guard down. I got a feeling he has a habit of in and out, whether it's emotionally or physically or mentally, back
mm-hmm.
and forth with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking with him coming back, but still being shaky or rough, is what I'm trying to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when he comes back, I feel he will.
Well, I have pretty well given up on him.
Okay, has he been in touch at all?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
Interesting.
You telling me that was the first inkling that maybe he would be back, because I had just assumed that, nope, it's done, forget it, you know?
Yeah. For some reason, I still feel him back on the scene, even though it looks bleak and there's no evidence of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Arita sticks his neck out, so... Because I'll hear about it, believe me. I still feel him being on the scene and coming back. And when he does, it's still going to be a little shaky, so I want to be... I don't want to be on guard, but I want to be prepared, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's in your lap, it's in your hands, be the peacemaker, or put up with it, or look the other way for a while you're working on it, or just say, look, this ain't going to work, and
mm-hmm.
it's over with. Let me see. And the biggest thing I'm worried about is, like, him coming back and still being an issue and still juggling money and overextending myself. Other than that, yeah, I feel good about it, and the money is going to increase and continue to stay strong. So, and I'll leave you with that. I got three numbers. Allison might want to write it down.
Okay.
I got 11,
mm-hmm.
3, mm-hmm. and a 9, and it may pertain to a message for you, so...
Okay.
Allison, I'll turn you over to Janine.
All righty. All right, Janine. What I see with you, really, you know, just basically just talking about your energy, is that, you know, you're a very creative person, someone who sees things in pictures, someone who has a good with words, good with vocalizing. Generally, you know, you've got to keep yourself creating and being artistic or expressing yourself. Otherwise, you can be prone to
depression or even, you know, maybe not as happy-go-lucky as you can be. So I would really suggest that you just really try to be as creative as possible. You really have a gift of inspiration, of inspiring other people. Your actual life path number is, I don't know if you've had your own experiences with the psychic, but certainly you are prone to being clairvoyant or getting prophetic dreams or visions, that sort of a thing.
Okay.
And really what your this life path, the one thing that you're here really is to remain optimistic, be positive. Of all the life path numbers, you're the one that can create, you know, a future for yourself. If you just set your sights on a dream and you visualize it and think about it, you actually can create your reality because three is a great manifester and that's your life path.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that early on in life, there may have been times when you have been a victim of oppression. And what I mean by that is someone or circumstances that are actually, it's inhibiting you or it's taking away your power. Perhaps you're struggling for your identity or your independence. That is an issue that you are working on in this lifetime. You know, at times you might even be afraid of your own power. You may be afraid to step into your power.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would really want to talk to you about, you know, recognizing these people when they come into your life, these people that try to oppress you, and recognizing that you're supposed to be able to stand on your own two feet and stand in your own power.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest challenge for you right now at this time in your life is a five, and so, you know, that's indicating not being balanced to the five energy. So when we have the five and we're not balanced to it, it can go one or two ways. This can be talking about overindulgence. And certainly when you have a three life path and a five challenge, what Michael was talking about with money or being impulsive with our decisions with money, that is can be a big problem. We're also talking here about the fact that, you know, sometimes people that are challenged to the five, they can actually inhibit their own freedom. They can actually stay with something far longer than they should have. It's kind of like having expired food in the refrigerator. You should have thrown it out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do not embrace and accept change, if you're not flexible and adaptable, this particular challenge number can be difficult for you. You know, it means you've got to be able to open a door, close a door on something and open a door. You've got to be ready for change in your life. And if you feel in some ways that you stick with the tried and true, and when change comes into your life, you don't embrace it, you don't go for it, you just stick with what you know,
mm-hmm.
then this is that challenge rearing its head in your life. So I would say embrace change. I'm also going to tell you with this particular challenge number, you've, of all people, got to be really careful with overindulgence. With even your physical body, with you know, eating or anything having to do with the senses. Be cautious about that. You are in a pinnacle. This energy around you at this time of your life is really meant to help you define your truth, your spiritual truth. I would think that you're much more sensitive at this time in your life since you turned the age of 52, frankly. And, you know, you're kind of on this spiritual journey, and it may feel, and, you know, sometimes when you're in this kind of energy, it's master energy. So you may be getting some strange things going on. You may have a hard time turning off your head at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and defining your truth in some ways, your own spiritual philosophy. This time can really project you, push you out into the public.
Hmm.
I don't know if you have any dreams or if you've ever thought of doing that. But certainly with a three life path, you're a star. So it wants to put you in the public. The other thing that I want to say here is I agree really with Michael that this, as you finish up this year, there's a lot of hard work to be done. It would suggest that you need to be practical, grounded, careful with your money.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel that next year, as you move into January, and you probably saw some evidence of this in September, maybe you had a job change in October is trying to show you this, a job change this month. But next year you have an opportunity for expansion with whatever it is you're doing. It's a very lucky year coming up for you. So if you wanted to expand yourself in your job really next year, you need to, like, blow your own horn, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
network with people. If there's something that you want to do, you may decide to go in a different direction or add something to what you're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
Next year may bring about a change in an opportunity, a change in job, a change in what it is you're doing, change where you live, change in relationship, but next year wants to bring you change. So if you've got a problem accepting change, good year to start working on it is next year. When change comes to you, you know, be ready to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you, if you're on the other end of that spectrum with that five challenge, if you, let's say, change things too often, you know, kind of like a revolving door in your life, then next year, if I would caution you to just think about things and not be too impulsive when you make those changes. I heard you talk about a relationship, and I heard you say that this relationship was ending.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's not that we don't have a chance every year. Certain months do afford us to meet someone, but I'm really looking to 2009 for you to meet someone of significance, someone that will stay in your life, a relationship that will last. So
mm-hmm.
next year, if you do any, next year what I would tell you is go fishing but throw them back, okay? I would say play, have fun, enjoy, but don't expect to keep anybody next year. Wait till 2009 when you're in your sixth year, and that's when you're going to meet Mr. Right, maybe, okay?
Maybe. Okay.
Okay, I hope that was helpful.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Very good.
Back to you, Michael.
Very good. I have known Janine for a while, and just what I know about her, I was feeling it. You were right on the money, I feel,
mm-hmm.
from what I know about Janine. And
right, and those numbers that you gave her, right there clearly in her chart, Michael. Her three life paths, she's in an 11 pentacle, she also has a 9.
Was it connected to her?
Yeah, those numbers are in her chart, very clearly, very strong.
Oh, so... Okay, because I do have, there's a lot about me that I don't understand. And right now I'm focusing on names, initials, faces, and places.
Sure.
And it takes a lot of training to, a lot of people just getting into this may not understand what goes on, but a reader that reads every day, you need to practice and train.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm working on. At the same time, they're giving me all these numbers, and I'm saying, what do they mean? Are they dates? Do I give them to a numerologist? Do I gamble on it? You know, it's and it's trial and error.
Sure. Yeah, I can understand that. If I got numbers, I wouldn't know if it was a date or what it would mean, you know,
yeah.
On your end, sure.
Yeah, and a lot of readers like me, they have their own reference system. Like John Edwards, he uses a lot of what he watched on TV. And,
right.
and with me, it's mysticism and a cult and a tarot, and a lot of my imagery and pictures are based in religion and spirituality.
Sure.
So, and other things that I'm connected to, and that's how I, and then I got to interpret it from there. So,
mm-hmm. Can I
and the
ask
numbers
one question?
Were always pushed to the back because I was so busy looking at the feelings and the pictures that I didn't pay too much attention to the numbers, and I'm just now starting to research them. Okay, we'll go to the next caller.
I don't know. I think I heard Janine say she wanted to ask a question. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is she still on?
I think she is.
I wanted to ask you about my daughter. Just briefly, I think she's going to be okay. But I wanted to know what you thought.
I feel good with her. I do. I feel like she's going to... get through this flare-up, and I feel like it's going to come from some type of structure, like vocational or educational, and combined with therapy and medication, I'm feeling.
Okay. I feel that, too, and I wanted confirmation.
Yes, I'm feeling 100% with it, and I feel like she's going to be connected to somebody that's really connected to her and can help her. And it's going to be like almost like a program where she works or gets trained, but they're going to calm down the flare up first, I believe, with therapy and medication, and then she'll be connected to something that'll keep her busy and interested.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Janine. Take care and blessings to you.
Bye, Janine.
You too.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay. This is Allison. If there's another caller, we'll.
Sure.
All right. Caller, how you doing? Hi, caller. Mommy?
I'm not sure if I heard a beep or anything.
That's my biggest fear, no caller. But it's okay.
No, that's okay. You got me. We can hang out.
Oh, that's right. I'm only kidding.
You know, you're in a 7-year, you know.
Am
you
I
are
now?
This year, so you're going through some major stuff,
oh,
I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a day.
That's that ungroundedness that you've been talking about. But okay, so here's your caller, Michael.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your first name?
My name's Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Okay, Jen, what part of the world?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jen, would you like to give your birthday to Allison?
Sure, it's 9-18-60. Did you say 1960 or 50? 1960, 60. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, Jen, I'll just jump into your reading.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be connected to what's happening around you for the next 30 days or something that can answer a question. Another thing I can do is I'm getting numbers right away off the bat. I think I'm meant to give them to Allison before I even start reading. So I'm going to go with a 2, a 22, and an 8 also. And then I'll jump into Jen's reading. Jen, is he back or is there somebody new? I feel like there's a union here or coming together. Or somebody's right on the verge of being back. I keep hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he?
It's him. Yeah. Yeah.
I keep hearing he's back. He's back. I feel good about it. I do feel good about it. You know, it seems like, Jen, every time he comes back, I'm hearing, there's an improvement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's almost like he's sending something out to get fixed, and it comes back better every time he does this. So right now I feel good about it. The energy is there. The love is there. The desire, the hope, and the dreams is back online. You may even get a promise from him and a commitment.
Wow.
Or a gift or something. They're showing me a ring. Now, this don't mean a ring. It could be I'm hearing gifts and also a union and a coming together. So the ring could be symbolizing that. And at the same time, he's doing something very special for you.
Wow.
So enjoy it and work with it. I'm worried about you now for some reason. With your attitude with him and where it's going. I feel like every time it happens, he gets better, but you get a little tougher. Or a little tireder.
You are so on target, Mike.
So, and now we're going into another unbalance where it's kind of in your hands because you may be dealing with this while he's enjoying and trying. You're kind of like, I got to get a grip or I got to... So, I want to... Oh, boy. I'm getting it better, but, Jen, I don't think it's the last time. I don't think it's the last time. I think it's going to... There is a possibility of another flare-up or temporary pulling apart, but I don't want you to focus on it.
Okay.
And I don't want you to create it.
Right.
Okay, but the possibility is there.
Okay.
And it may happen before the end of the year again.
Okay.
But I do feel that, like I said earlier, that every time this happens, he improves.
Okay.
And this is what they're telling me. And the making up is better. And it's better. But then you can see it happening again.
Okay.
Whether or not this is going to go on for years and years and years, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not all that bad. As long as you stay tough and you don't lose your... You don't flip out on them.
Right. Right.
You know? As long, I'm more worried about you than him for some reason.
Okay.
You giving up, or you saying the hell with it, or you saying no more of this madness, that I'm more worried about than him actually going and staying away forever.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I totally do, Mike.
But right now, I want to enjoy what I got and have fun with it.
Okay.
All right, and I think it's important that you do because it's almost like a healing process, and this could be very calming. This could be karma that you guys are working out and burning off. Let's see. I would look again for, like I said, don't focus on it, don't manifest it, and but if you see it happening before the end of the year, just know that it's another glitch in the road, and then it's going to come back, and when it does come back, it's going to be better than it was before.
Okay.
So, but for now, I'll leave you with that, and I'll turn you over to Allison.
Okay. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. You know, I'm just looking at a couple of these first numbers here for you, and I have to say that, you know, you're definitely... This lifetime for you isn't about coming in and learning anything spiritually, but you carry that knowledge with you. It's about you remembering. And because your life path is really, seriously, like at the wise old sage Buddha energy, you have an excellent mind, great ability for analysis and research. You are a specialist. I don't know if you realize this about yourself, but you can actually study something or learn something to the point of being an expert at it. Very spiritual. You may not have always felt as though you have fit in. You have may have felt as though you're that square peg trying to get jammed into that round hole. You live your life being able to see the soul in all things, somewhat of like a very peaceful, sort of like monk energy. I don't know if you can relate to that. And when I look at your, as I look at these numbers as the energy that came into your life to create your experiences, you know, you've been dealing with some 9 and 7 energy for a great deal of your life. I would say that I don't know if you had any relationships prior to the age of 29, if you were married, but chances are they did not work out. You move into this 7 energy for the rest of your life. It's your second, your third, and your fourth pinnacle. And the 7 energy is good in a way because you are a 7 life path, so you do carry that energy with you. However, it is not necessarily conducive for relationships. It's not really conducive for marriages even, because the 7 really likes their alone time. They like their space. And the 7 needs a great deal of time for rest and contemplation and thinking. And it holds a lot of its things inside. You know, it's like for you to share some of your deepest thoughts. You know, you protect that. You protect that about yourself. And perhaps you're not as open with people as you could be. You hold a lot of things inside. And this energy of this time, you know, throughout your life, it holds the vibration of your actual life path number. I don't know if you've felt isolated, alone, or different from other people, but certainly I respect immensely the journey of your soul. I'm so incredibly impressed by your pentacles, all very spiritual, all about learning, but also it's difficult to live in the 7 energy. You've done that for the most part of your life. I would say that there's part of you that wants to help those that are less fortunate, part of you that wants to reach out with compassion and empathy. And I'm going to tell you that you're an old soul. I want you to realize that as we look at these numbers and as we look at the way that the challenges fall, you have a 0. I would assume somewhere in your chart you have master energy as well. But I want to talk about this 2 challenge because it's the major challenge in your life. And what that really means is that you're almost too psychic. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but sometimes when we're an empath, when we feel other people's energy, when we connect to their energy, when we feel the energy of buildings or places or anything like that, it can toss us around a little bit. It can actually have an effect upon us, picking up other people's energy. It could be something as simple as going through the line and the cashier's in a grumpy mood, and then you walk away with a grumpy mood. You can literally carry other people's energy with you. This is one of these challenges, and then also you're very, very sensitive inside. And I think being that you hold a lot of this stuff deep down inside of you and don't share it that easily, I think you carry a lot of hurt inside of you that perhaps you don't share that easily. And I would just trying to make you understand that you can be emotionally vulnerable. And usually people that have 7 energy, they don't want to deal with emotions. They really... just the facts, please. I don't really want to deal with emotions. But you carry kind of like this two sides of the coin. Sometimes I'm sure you can appear to be very much in charge, very emotionless, just dealing with the facts. You know, some people might even have said that maybe a little cold-hearted even, but deep down inside, you've got a big heart and you are very easily hurt. Regarding this relationship that you're talking about, did you meet him... this year, has this been an ongoing relationship for you?
Yes, since last January.
Since last January. So you met him this January?
Yes.
Okay. Numerically speaking, and I have to speak from the numbers, okay? Generally, when we don't usually begin relationships in a 9 year, the 9 year is really about wrapping up things, and we don't begin things, we end things. And if you actually, you know, I don't know if this is actually going to last, you know, forever for a good long time. Because really, you must be feeling this energy of this year is that you're about ready to just take everything in your life that isn't working for you and throw it in the garbage. And you've probably been shown things in your life. You know, sometimes the universe comes along in a 9 year, and it literally shows us what needs to be fixed or what needs to be changed. And so sometimes it can be a very emotional year as well whenever you're in this type of energy. So I would think that this year's been a rough one, and you've been looking, you could even be cleaning your closets and throwing away junk in your house. You could be looking at friends and relationships, jobs, all kinds of things, and trying to clear the clutter out of your life. I think next year, as you move into January and in, you know, by mid-year, you're going to be feeling like you want to start something new. You're going to want to get rid of the stuff that isn't serving your greatest and highest good, and you're really going to want to start something new in your life. A new opportunities will come to you next year. This is the year to wrap everything up, to finish everything. You might find old friends, old relationships, old stuff coming back into you this year, and you've actually maybe haven't seen somebody in ages, and all of a sudden they show up. It's almost as though you have to finish something up with that person before you can let them go, okay? If I was to really pick a year for you or a time for you, you might meet someone next year new. And certainly in 2009, you've got a couple of years coming right up for you about that really are speaking about new opportunity and new relationships, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys see anything as far as me getting a job soon?
Okay. Well, let's see. I think, okay, if you're, can I explain something to you? You're a seven life path, and you're in all these seven pentacles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sevens are not here for career. They're not here for money. They're not here to be out there in the world. Really, when a seven comes in, as a seven life path, what they're supposed to be doing is having ample opportunity to grow in spirit, to connect to their God source or whatever philosophy that they believe in. Your journey this lifetime is about that. It's not about the career. And it's not unusual to find sevens that actually don't, they have many periods in their life where they didn't work. They were laid off or circumstances or whatever, and they got all this extra spare time. Well, you know what? Take advantage of it. You're supposed to have it. It's not about you working in this lifetime. It's not. It's about you've earned the rest. You've earned this time. And use the time wisely in meditation and growth of inner self and growth with your connection to your God source. Or whatever it is you want to do. Study and learning, certainly anything having to do with education has been in your energy field for a good long time now, going back to school or if you don't have a job or the job that you want, go back to school. You're going to find that you're going to be amazing at learning, even at this point in your life. Not meant for you to work. It's not. It's meant for you to rest. You have to take this wonderful connection and kind of picture yourself as being a leaf on a stream, and you go where life takes you, and you've got to understand that the universe and God will provide for you what you need monetarily in every way. You just have to have faith that it'll be given to you. If you're looking for a job, if you go to seek it, you may not find it, but you may find that it'll get dropped into your lap. And that's really kind of how you have to operate your life, okay? Now, as far as is the numbers going, with 2000, this is a year of finishing things, again, not starting things. And you may find that this opportunity for a job that you want or something that you want to start new, that'll come in. That'll come in, definitely. Maybe this month you'll get an inkling of it. But by next year, you know, if that's what you want, you will have those new opportunities for a new job. Okay?
All right.
But really, take advantage of the time off because you're a seven, you know. Take right. advantage.
Good.
Okay.
Good. And Jen, I always was telling you that you're going to move forward. And with the spiritual connection that Allison was picking up in, it's going to play a big role in it.
Thank you. She's got some amazing spiritual energy around her.
Pay
attention to your gut feelings and your gut instincts. You're very clairsentient. You know things. You don't know why you know them.
You got no idea how accurate you are, Allison. I've known Jen for a while, and she's Native American, and she's very spiritual, and has a lot of talent and interest in metaphysics, the arts, this type. And I always seen her doing something with that.
Do you, does she do a job? Jen, do you do a job with the spiritual?
No, I don't.
Well, if I can give you a word, you know, that might be a direction where you might want to take. Because usually, especially with your seven energy, and really what the energy wants you to do is be a specialist and teach and get into the spiritual. I think you might find immense success in that arena, more so than in a conventional career.
Right, right.
Okay.
And even today's reading, it was very strong that to rest and have fun and enjoy between now, and especially between now and the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Just enjoy what you have. And it could be a real passionate makeup with your friend.
Nice. Okay.
But I do feel like Allison said in the new year, you may decide I had enough of this, and he's out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel that you're going to be continuously pulled into combining your abilities and your talents with money making one way or another, even if it's on the side. So, okay, Jen, I hope we helped you.
All right, thank you.
All righty, thank you.
Bye, Jen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Allison, how can anybody get a hold of you if they would like to have a private reading or know more about you?
Sure, but they can visit my website, which is visiblebynumbers.com. And certainly just look on the BBS radio page under Visible by Numbers. My bio is there. Or they can email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. Even if they have questions, if maybe they're a numerology buff or whatever,
good.
I always love to answer people's questions. So.
Good, very good. And your show is every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, we are every Monday.
Good. And I will appear on your show. November,
yes, you will.
November,
I'm very excited.
November 20th?
No, I think it's the 19th, Michael.
19th. Okay. It was just that you... Bear with me. But I got it written down. I knew it was the 19th,
that's okay.
20, or 20, because our show was the 20, and then we thought it was the 21st.
Right, right. I'll be dogging you. Don't worry. I'll be stalking you the week before. So
I'm off that night. I'm usually not home 3 to 11. I'm working, and and it just fell right into it. I'm
lucky for us. We're so excited on Visible Linen Numbers to have you.
Good.
I mean, I'm excited, and my people are excited,
good.
So.
Good, good. Same here.
Yeah.
If you know any other hosts that you're close to, if they would like to come on my show or me go
sure.
on their show, spread the word for me.
Right. Well, we maybe, Michael, you should did you send a carte blanche invitation? I mean.
To everybody, right?
Yeah.
I was going to. Look for just a readers, you know, or
mm-hmm,
but
sure.
It could be any host. Any I would be honored to have any host on my show.
Sure.
And
sure.
talk about each other's show.
Yeah.
So
I really can't thank you enough for this opportunity and also to be in this beautiful energy of your show because, you know, being with you, hanging out with you, feeling your energy, it feels beautiful. And you've got a great show, Michael, and you're very gifted. You're very gifted.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate this connection with you today. I thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It was my honor. My honor. I want to do it again.
Good, good.
Could you do it again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Sounds good. Okay. It looks like we're out of time. It's 5:05.
I know.
Allison, I'll call you after the show.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
Did we forget anything? You got a book coming out you're working on?
Well, I have a book that's been published, but I currently have one sitting at the publisher's.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm waiting for the year energy to shift, and I think once it shifts, I think it'll be moving forward, and I have great hopes for it. So
good. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank
I've seen
you.
That other
appreciate
book
it.
That you were featured in that was decorating with and combining numerology.
Yeah,
with
a great book.
Oh yeah, it's a fantastic feng shui and numerology working together.
Yeah,
I believe that would be. A total package right there.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Is that for sale? I mean, are you...
It's on Amazon.com, and it is for sale.
Okay.
If they go to my website, there's a whole page dedicated to the
okay.
book, and they can read about it. And
okay.
So thank you for mentioning. I appreciate that, Michael.
Good. I like to be the host.
You are a great host.
I want to be known for my host abilities.
Well, I will be happy to recommend you.
Good. All right. And if you want to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoga.com, and I'll see you Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Allison.
Thanks, Michael. Good night,
Take
everyone.
Care. Goodbye,
bye.
Everybody. Blessings to you all. BBS, you rock.
Yeah, they do. All right.
Yes, they do.
All right.
Good night.
Night.